Good morning, today is Easter Sunday and I want to welcome you to South Street Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Gideon Nash. I really want to bless you today with the word of God. I also want to encourage you and I also want you to know that God and Jesus Christ is alive today as he was many years ago. Today I want to encourage you with the word of God, which I started last Friday, which says, fixing our eyes on Jesus. And this is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3 from the New American Standard Bible. Whatever version of the Bible that you've got is good enough, and I'd like you to pick it up and read with me. I'm reading from New American Standard Bible. It says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is a very powerful statement, that we are surrounded by such a crowd of witnesses, and if we are, let us lay aside every encumbrance, every weight, and everything that entangles us, even including sin, and run this race with endurance, perseverance, looking to Jesus Christ, fixing our eyes on him who is the author and perfecter of our faith. We welcome you back today, and we want you to know that today being Easter Sunday, Easter is about resurrection. Resurrection also meaning restoring back to life what was dead. So Easter effectively is about restoring back to life that which was dead. We see the disciples of Jesus Christ this Easter Sunday, like we are right now on a lockdown. Yes, on a lockdown, self-isolation and social distances after social distancing after Jesus was crucified. Their whole world had been turned upside down. The very essence of their daily and normal routines had been severely and drastically curtailed. They were in a lockdown. We see the disciples of Jesus being on a lockdown, literally meaning the very core and reason for their faith in God was also being tested to the very limit. But sometimes something has to hold together, otherwise life becomes meaningless, as so many are probably coming to that conclusion right now in this lockdown. But man was not born into this world for the reason of lockdown, self-isolation and social distances, but on a journey to a destiny. And this journey is as if in a race which we should run with perseverance, a race of endurance which we should have something to look up to in order to be able to persevere to the end. And to have something to look up to, I will say once again, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. What we should look up to is to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Now, what is faith? Faith is a deep trust and belief in something. In other words, faith in God is trusting God deeply and believing in him no matter what. So in times like this, I would say have faith in God. Have a trust in God. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Literally, I'm saying that trust in him deeply and believe in him deeply, no matter what. That is what faith is about. Now, we see Mary Magdalene, while it was still dark on that fateful third day, going to the tomb where Jesus Christ was laid. And I would like you and me to take your Bible, if you have your Bible with you. I want you to, turn into John chapter 20. John chapter 20, let us read from verse 1. This time I'm reading from the New International Version, UK version. And as I read, I want you to follow me. And the reading is this. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciples outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in it at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. This is an incredible encounter. This is an accurate recording from Scripture, because the person who wrote this book, the Apostle Luke, said, "I have researched it. I have looked into it. I have held, I've testified, I have experienced, and I can tell you what I'm telling you. It is a true account of what happened." So this historical account, Easter is not just, a phase that we go through, but it's a historical account and a reality. Now, what I'm trying to bring to your attention about Mary Magdalene and the other disciples is this. In times like this, when your faith is being tested, when your faith in times like this, the very existence, the essence of our existence, is being questioned, one has to look out for the author and perfecter of our faith, who is Jesus. Because these times like this, we are being tried, we are being tested. Your faith is sometimes being shaken, thinking, does it make sense? Is it real? Is it true? But what is the alternative, is the question that I will ask you. Mary Magdalene and Peter and the rest, they have to look out for the author and perfecter of their faith, who is Jesus Christ. Even in a lockdown, yes, they were looking for Jesus Christ. They had to run to the graveside to look for Jesus Christ, whom at the time the world thought was dead, whom at the time the disciples themselves were not even sure what had happened to him. Mary Magdalene, Peter and John and the other disciples did just that in the midst of a lockdown, self-isolation and social distances. They fixed their eyes deeply on something, even though they had not fully understood Scripture that Jesus Christ had to rise from the dead. There should be a resurrection, my brothers and sisters. Whatever situation you find yourself in right now, I want to encourage you that there should be a resurrection. Resurrection means that get out from that hopeless situation, get out from that dead situation, get out from that situation that doesn't seem to be shifting, and you have to rise from the dead. You have to fix your eyes on Jesus. There should be a resurrection, the author and perfecter of our faith, and not the number of people dying or affected by COVID-19. Time and time again, I read about this, and it just breaks my heart. Let me give you two quick stories, and before I go on further. The one was just on Wednesday, just gone, and a friend, a Scottish friend of mine, He phoned me. He's that kind of friend that we phone each other maybe once or twice a year. He phoned me up, and I could sense in his voice there's pain, there's crying, there's tears. And I asked, what's going on? And he said, my father has died from COVID-19. And I just didn't know what to do. And I asked, how's your mother? I said, yes, me and my mother were by his side when he died. And I said, but what about your wife and your boys? He said, well, I haven't been home yet, but I thought Gideon, I should give you a call. And I'm just saying in my head, why me? And I believe that at that time, what he was looking for is for someone to help him to fix his eyes on Jesus. That is exactly what I did. I just prayed powerfully with him. When I was praying, I was crying. He was crying. That's a man, right? He was crying, a Scottish brave heart man. He was crying and I was crying. And I just said, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. The good news is that his father knew the Lord, because I knew that to be true, and therefore that even gave us even hope. Remember, before he even went to his family, he phoned me because he wanted someone to help him to fix his eyes on Jesus. COVID-19 is real and is killing people, and people are dying. They don't know where it's coming from. They don't know what it's doing, but its effect is so real. So times like this is when our faith needs to be strong. Times like this is when you have to look for Jesus if you don't know him, because he is the author of life. Now, I just want to tell you also about a friend, who is a mate, literally a mate. And this guy is a medical doctor, not just another doctor on the roadside or a GP. He's a doctor. That means he has two medical doctorate qualifications, practical doctorate qualification, and he's also a professor of medical studies. He's a doctor. The guy, he's a very important man. People like this, sometimes people don't hear about him, but he knows about medicine. He went through medical college and everything medical he goes through like a hot knife in butter. The guy was just brilliant. And I hear on Good Friday morning, he died of COVID-19. And the question I asked him, but he's a doctor. He taught people. He taught people medicine. How can he die? He's head of NHS, this head of Royal College of this, head of this department, and not only in this country, in many countries, and his native Ghana. This man is a real doctor, but he died of COVID-19, and it was quick, it was sudden, and I'm just wondering what is happening here. Hey, my brother, my sister, I just want you to know, I'm just bringing these two people to you. They are very, very important people, and I know them very well. But the latter one, I just want you to know that not many people have brains like he has in this country, who studied right here in this country and most of the amazing universities in this world. And yet, he could not stop COVID-19. He could not stop death from coming to him. There should be a resurrection. It is when your eyes is fixed on something strong and powerful that your faith will be strong. Fixing your eyes on what your eyes can see and ears can hear will soon make you weak, because that is not the author and perfecter of our faith. Who is the author and perfecter of our faith is Jesus Christ. Easter is about resurrection. It's about restoring back to life that which was dead. Today, let us, like the disciples of Jesus Christ, look out for him so we can see and believe it. Just like John chapter 20 tells us, the Bible said, and when they looked and when they saw Jesus Christ, then they believed that he is the resurrected God and he is the author of life. Now let me, bring you to another point of our reading. Still in John chapter 20, it's about the disciples and Thomas, that most people probably might have heard about him, that you call him Thomas the Doubter. I would love to be Thomas any day. and call me the doubter. I like that. But he was more faithful and more believing and more trusting in Jesus Christ than many people. You see, when you fix your eyes on something, you begin to focus and think deeply about that thing. Therefore, when you fix your eyes on Jesus, you begin to have faith in God, because he is the author and perfecter of life. Today, even the angels of God are asking you, woman, why are you crying? Or man, why are you crying? Why are you afraid? Jesus is also asking you, woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for? What is it that you are looking for on the television? You are glued to it, listening, checking all the deaths, records all around the world. Which nation is having most deaths? Which nation is having most recoveries? I can assure you that even doctors are dying. I just told you one, and I can mention their names to you. Real doctors are dying. Real nurses are dying. Real human beings are dying. Frontline staff are dying. Backline staff are dying. And I just want you to know that what is it that you are looking for? Who is it that you are looking for right now? In the middle of a lockdown, Jesus is saying, peace be with you. Meaning, be comforted. Meaning, be strengthened. Meaning, be strengthened in the midst of such distressing news and distressing situation. Be strengthened in a lockdown. Be strengthened in a self-isolation. Be strengthened even in your social distances. This is something that has to be experiential and not just knowledge. So when we are talking about the peace of God, it's got to be an experiential, something you got to experience in you. It gives you an assurance, gives you the comfort, it gives you that rest in your soul. That restlessness give way to restfulness in the Lord, because peace be unto you. That is what Jesus Christ is saying. So what are you looking for? This is something that has to be experiential and not just knowledge. He showed them his hands and his side, meaning in that John 20:20, meaning that Jesus Christ wants them to know exactly that he is alive, that he holds the key to life and death, and that anything that is threatening you right now, he wants you to know that he is alive and is ready to actually be that God who can also bring life to you. Once you have received that peace of God, it's a powerful encounter with the living God. When you have it with you, I want you to understand that it's a powerful encounter with the living God. And once you have had that encounter, it removes fear from you of what is going around you. Whatever is threatening you right now, that peace and that encounter with God will remove it. We are also being sent with a message in the power of the Holy Spirit, because that is what Jesus Christ did. He breathed upon them to remove that fear so that he can release upon them that boldness, that confidence, that they will be able to go to talk to those who are fearful, to talk to those who are dying in this world, to talk to those who are afraid in this world, that Jesus is alive, and forever and ever he is alive and has authority over death. Now let me talk to you about this John that we are talking about in this Bible, the one that Jesus loved. He's the Apostle John. The Apostle John, at the point of social distancing and death on the island of Patmos, felt the right hand of Jesus Christ on his shoulders, and he heard these words being spoken, as recorded in Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. And I read, it, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forever and ever. Amen. I have the keys of Hades and of death. That is to say, I have authority over death and the grave. That is Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18 from New King James Version. Now, I just want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, on this Easter morning and on this Easter day, it's got to be a new chapter in your life as a child of God, as a Christian. Even if you're not a Christian, I just want you to understand that now you cannot argue with me or anybody in this world that you are medical, you are educated, you are religious, you are this, and therefore you cannot not believe in Jesus Christ. It is so true that I've given you some examples of my mates and people that I know, and I mean, this is absolutely true in this country. It's not somewhere hiding somewhere in the jungle or somewhere in the country, here in United Kingdom. And I've told you, that, you know what, in all these things, you cannot beat death. You cannot beat fear. But the only way to beat fear is Jesus Christ. The only way to be very confident in your life is to know that this Jesus Christ is alive forever and ever. Now, let us come back to where we started. It's in, there's a cloud of witnesses out there. There is a cloud that is watching us. The world is watching us. Your family is watching you. Your children are watching. Your neighbors are watching you. You are being watched and watching us, because the angels of heaven are also watching us. And the spirits of wickedness in the unseen world are also watching us. They're watching the way we're behaving in times like this. And soon, hands will be pointed at you. But if you actually stand and do what you're supposed to do as a child of God and fix your eyes on Jesus, you will be an amazing testimony to the people around you. You see, Thomas, Thomas, the disciple of Jesus Christ, had to have a supernatural encounter with Jesus during the lockdown for his faith to be strengthened in the Lord. What am I trying to say today? That even in this lockdown is the time for us to have a supernatural encounter. That means a powerful presence of God, a powerful belief in God, a strengthening of our faith. We have to become unstoppable in our quest for God and in our quest to God. We have to be bold with what we know is true and not waver to anybody. I wouldn't defend Jesus Christ. I won't defend the Bible for any reason, because it speaks for itself, and that is absolutely true. That is what faith is about. So when you have a supernatural encounter with Jesus Christ, just like Thomas did during a lockdown for his faith to be strengthened in the Lord, he now didn't have to depend on his senses and touch and feel Jesus before he would believe he is indeed the risen Lord that lives and have power over doubt, fear, and of death. The encounter that Thomas had was so, so powerful that Thomas answered to Jesus Christ and said, "My Lord and my God." When he had that encounter, according to John chapter 20, verse 20, he got to that point and said, "My Lord and my God." He called Jesus Christ Lord. That means you have absolute authority over me. My God. He called Jesus Christ God. This is an incredible revelation. And this time of Easter, what is Jesus to you? What does it mean to you? When you look around, who are you going to call your Lord? COVID-19? Who are you going to call your Lord? Your job that you can't go to? Who are you going to call your Lord? Your investment that doesn't mean anything anymore? Who are you going to call your Lord? Your children? Who are you going to call your Lord? Your problems? None of these can be your Lord and your God but Jesus alone. Jesus, in response to Thomas, hearing, he said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. Right now, you can't see Jesus, but I want you to believe Jesus. Just like you can't see COVID-19 or coronavirus and you believe it. Why? Because it will kill you. And if Jesus Christ said, "Look, I am alive forever and ever, I have authority over death," then he has more power than the sicknesses and the illnesses and the disease and the virus that is going around. He will welcome you back into his hand, and he will actually give you the power over that. So if there is something to believe in, it is to fix your eyes on Jesus. I will conclude this message by saying this. Let us therefore run with endurance, perseverance, the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you would not grow weary and lose heart. Jesus endured so much hostility. People don't believe in him until now. Most people don't even want to think about Jesus. If it hadn't been for the lockdown, most people would be shopping their lives out. Most people would be playing their lives out. Most people would be just sticking their fingers at you when you talk about Jesus on a Sunday. When they see you coming out of a church building or said you went to church, they'll be frowning upon you. Yes, that is hostility. Don't grow weary. I tell you what, at the end of the day, if you fix your eyes on Jesus, you will not lose heart. You will not grow weary. You will have that confidence that God wants you to have. And I just want you to understand that our God is supernatural. He transcends every sickness and disease. He transcends every knowledge. He transcends everything that the world can put in front of you. Get to know him. Get to know him. And before we go home, let me say thank you for listening. This is a powerful message that I want you to take for this Easter. This is something that I want to encourage you with. And I say God bless you for listening to me. My name is Pastor Gideon Nash from Southside Baptist Church in Greenwich. And I just want you to know that today is a good day to glorify the name of our living God. For our Jesus Christ is risen, and is risen indeed. Amen.